But there we are. That's The Other Side. It's the current single from Alice Merton. We've known her for a while now. We've been playing her music for some years, and she joins me on the line. Alice, a very good morning to you. Lovely to meet you.
Good morning to you too.
I've got to say, when I read your Wikipedia, when I read your biography, goodness me, you're a very capable and intelligent young woman. You're a role model for all young girls. You've got a bachelor's in singer-songwriting. You learnt German so you could speak to your grandmother. You formed your own record label and released No Roots as a first single. Well, we all know that tune. It's extraordinary, but clearly you are very capable.
I mean, that's putting it very nicely. I mean, what an introduction. Thank you so much. I mean, I have to correct the one thing about my Oma. So I learned German when we moved to Germany when I was 13.
Right.
So it kind of was more of like a coincidence. Like I had to learn German to kind of survive the school system. But it was also great because my grandma or my Oma, who didn't speak, or my German side, she didn't speak any English. So I literally couldn't speak with her for like 13 years.
That's
and then
amazing.
Suddenly it's mad, isn't it? Like, yeah, I still can't believe it. Like half of my dad's side are all in Ireland. My grandma grew up in the UK. And so she like speaks fluent English, but obviously the German side, my mom never really spoke that much German with us growing up in Canada. So yeah, so that was crazy to kind of talk to her for the first time. But yeah, like the label and all that, it's like thinking, like looking back on it, it seems like a lot, but a lot of it was kind of also just an emergency solution for wanting to put out music because no one wanted to sign me.
Really?
And yeah, it wasn't like I was like, I'm gonna start my own label one day. It was more like, I need to put out music because I feel like this is the right thing to do, but no one believes in it.
I bet they're kicking themselves now, aren't they?
I hope some of them are. I hope so. I mean, it's bittersweet, you know? Like I would have loved back then to have an A&R that really like believed in what I did. But I mean, we did get very lucky and we signed then with an indie label in America that just kind of focuses on America while we then have our label for Europe and for other countries.
So. That gives you some flexibility, doesn't it? It really does.
Absolutely.
And talking about No Roots, because it's one which, I mean, I played it just a few days ago. I'll be playing it again later on in the week. I know what I'm like. When I actually read up about you, so you were born in Germany, you moved to Connecticut, then you went to Canada, then you say you wound up in Munich. You say you feel connected to Canada, England, Germany, France, where your mother lived. No Roots really is just, it's you, isn't it?
It's like my life story. It really is my life story. And I'm very happy that that's the first song I put out because that is my introduction to who I am as a person, kind of, or what I went through as a person the last 25 years. But yeah, it really gives me this feeling at home in various countries and cities. And I recently moved to London just to also be closer to my family because they've been living in the UK for the past 10 years. And it's just so nice to kind of be closer to them again. And I really, like, I love moving. I love living in different places. It's just become like daily life now.
Well, you've been touring with Bastille. You've got more dates coming up. Touring must just be a doddle for you. You must be pretty adept at living out of a suitcase, speaking all the different languages, knowing what the food is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it really feels like that. The first thing that that Will from Bastille said to me, the first day we were on tour, I was getting out of the tour bus, opened up my suitcase and had to like take my clothes out because we didn't have like a dressing room at that time. And he was just like, glamorous life, isn't it? And I thought about it. I was like, you know what? You're right. But I'm so used to this. I'm so used to packing my suitcase and just ending up wherever. So, yeah, it was great.
But where do you think you will settle? Or are you just going to always be a nomad?
Gosh, I think for the next few years, I'm going to be a nomad, but I kind of hope to end up somewhere in the UK. I think that's really where my heart is, just because like it's near to my parents and everyone speaks English here. And I love it. Like living in London, I mean, I only moved last year, but it's been such a lovely experience. It's mental when it comes to like pricing and how expensive everything is.
Yeah.
But... But I really, yeah, I think I'd really love to end up in the UK.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, let's talk about the new album as well. So there's the other side. That's off the new album. There's been some other singles off of it as well. How are you? Are you one of these ones who hoards a load of tracks and then someone says, look, come along, Alice, you've got to choose 10, 12, 13 to go on an album. And you go, well, I've got 40.
I mean, I did write a lot of songs for this album, but I really feel like the storytelling for me is always key. And for the storytelling of this album, those 15 songs were necessary. And I felt like I could kind of easily sort out the ones that I didn't really feel played a big role in the storytelling. So yeah, I'd say rather than focus on like which melodies are missing or like, I was really focused on the storytelling this time for the album.
So you're not like a magpie then? You don't have notebooks and voice recorder things going and little bits and things which you then make songs out of?
I definitely have those. I definitely absolutely have those. And I do have a lot of lyrics written down that'll probably never get used. But I still felt like I was able to sort out enough stuff for this album to kind of make sense of it all.
Okay, so what happens to all those early songs? Would you revisit those early songs you've written and go, okay, you know, they were written, I've got a bachelor's in this, I know what I'm talking about, but now with a bit of experience, I'm going to redo them, or are they consigned to the scrap heap or passed out to somebody else to do?
I think about this a lot, and I'm never 100% sure, because I'm someone who's very much like an album for me is a certain part of my life. Mm. It's not like, oh, I'm going to take out that song I wrote 6 years ago and put it out. It's like, no, that doesn't fit in this chapter that I'm writing right now. Like, I think my flaw in songwriting is looking at it too much from like a writer's perspective, rather than just being like, oh, it's a fun song, people will like it, you know? So I very rarely revisited songs from 5 years ago and said, this needs to come out. I'll listen to them again. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, this is kind of a cool song. But most of the time it's mainly like, oh man, I can't believe I wrote that. So
you do yourself a disservice. But so one of these days, it's going to be like when Prince is gone and they find this entire vault with all this stuff and they go, we can be releasing Alice Merton albums for decades yet.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but maybe there might be one or two that might be fun. We'll see.
But given what you say there about, you know, you write specifically for an album, let's take worst case scenario, okay? Your computer crashes, your backup drive is a little bit dodgy. You take it to the IT guy. He says, oh, this is on the brink. We can save one track. What will it be?
Oh God, that's a really difficult question. I would say I have to think of it in the long term. Like, what song would I want to make sure I still play for the rest of my life then? I think, maybe The Other Side, because I feel like that song really is a reminder for me to kind of get out of a certain depressed headspace. Like, if I'm feeling down, I'll put it on and I'll be like, nice. Like, it's like a reminder to myself. So I think I would go with The Other Side.
That's really interesting as well that you say that you get depressed and you. Surely, yeah, life has had some good turns for you, hasn't it? And you always seem very positive to me. The interviews I've seen, you seem very positive and you seem like an energetic force. Are you enjoying this? Is this, that's probably the most stupid question I've ever asked, but are you enjoying this at the moment?
I love my job. Don't get me wrong. I love my job so much, but I feel sometimes that I'm too, I'm a very emotional person. And so I feel like I get affected by things very quickly. Some people are really good at putting up a fence between them and the world, or them and their, and emotions that other people feel, or things that happen in their life. And for me, I feel like there's just no offense. There's right. Like everything just feels so, how do you describe it?
It's all like it's personal, isn't it? It's so personal and deep, and it's actually aimed directly at you. And
yes. Yeah, everything feels very intense and very direct and very like I can touch it and I know exactly how it feels. I'll watch a movie and I'll get so swept up in the movie that I'll just feel like it happened to myself. And I think on the one hand, it's great for writing songs, but on the other hand, for feelings and for like going up and down, I definitely feel like I've had issues with that in the past where it's just been too intense. And I think, for me, this album didn't come from a happy place. The Other Side, yes, because I felt like I was finally getting to the other side. But the rest of the album kind of happened a few months after COVID struck. And there was someone I was working very closely with who basically from one day to the next disappeared and said, didn't want to work with me anymore. And they were like family to me. Then going through a breakup, and it's just all these things kind of for me put me into a very dark headspace. And so, yeah, like I love my job, but I'm so thankful that I can do this because I really feel like this helps me make sense of my feelings.
I was going to say, sounds very cathartic, this album for you. And I can't wait to hear the next one. If you're now in the right place, can't wait to hear what the next album's like. Listen, keep it up. It's great tunes. We love it. The album is out. You're on tour. We love. Hopefully we'll see more of you in the UK as well over the coming weeks and months and years. Alice, thank you so much. Alice Merton, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.